Wrestling, if I was wrestling and kissing penises all day, I'd be tuckered out.
I would.
It's a full day.
It's a busy day.
They got to top it next year. The cruise is going to be just like.
The cruise?
Human centipede.
It would cost more than the Riyadh Comedy Festival to get me on the Skankfest cruise. Hey.
Hey, howdy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Just chilling. I got a nap. I'm usually a little tired. I got a nice nap. Got a nice little nap today.
Thanks to my extension.
Your extension was great.
My giant extension.
There's a little gap in the sketch. It was nice.
I was sleepy today too. I did not get good sleep last night. Yeah, I was out doing stand up, so I couldn't fall asleep. So I was just back to the audiobook Bible before bedtime, which is a nice bedtime read, by the way. I'm on Jacob and Esau right now.
What's the book?
The Bible. Ever hear of the Bible, bro?
That? I also didn't hear
it's
about
as popular
that.
As Cristiano Ronaldo. He didn't know who Cristiano Ronaldo was.
Yeah, that's why.
I really did. Kind of. I told you, I feel good about not knowing that.
Why? Can we investigate why you feel good about that? I'm kind of curious.
Kind of feels like the way y'all explaining it, like it's like not knowing LeBron or something, and that just kind of
you're saying you're different.
I'm kind of different out here. I'm just moving different.
I can see that. No, I can appreciate that.
You're doing well. I thought you'd be less
bro, I
active
saw him.
On
it's
this
gonna,
pod.
It's gonna be, it's, my voice is going to go halfway through.
That's because you've been going too fast, young man.
I know.
Slow down.
You introduced us to the purple drink while we were at that bar.
I didn't touch one of
what
those.
What was the purple drink?
At Lafitte's. It's in New Orleans. It's just another.
That's like a New Orleans.
Fucking daiquiri type. I don't know how to describe
it. Yeah, I
know. Just an icy, sugary liquor thing.
Those things will get you.
Yeah. But it's called purple drink, so.
Yeah.
So I went crazy on it.
Like flies on shit. They said they even misspelled drink on the cup. It's for me.
It made me feel better because I was like shitting neon green and we talked for a second.
God, gosh.
And I was telling him about it. He was like, I'm still shitting neon green. I was like, all right, so it is the purple drink. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm not dying.
Dude.
Well.
I ate candy. It was a similar trap for me a long time ago, but I ate this candy from Hot Topic one time.
Yeah.
And I shit
it's
like.
The white man's.
It's the white man's drink.
It's the white man's drink.
I was a teenager in Hot Topic, and they sold this like neon weird candy shit. And I remember ate it, and I got like scared I was dying when I took a shit. I had Play-Doh was coming out of my butt.
Did you? No, you came with. So you stayed Sunday.
Yeah, we stayed.
You guys must have been. That must have sucked so bad.
I saw them Sunday. I flew in at 5 p.m. Sunday. I saw Nate. I was like going to the hotel. I look in the window. I see the bar. I see Nate at the bar. I'm like, oh, we're going to say hi to Nate. I'm like, what's up, Nate? He's like, what's up, man? He's like, what's going on, man? I couldn't fucking talk.
Skankfest day four is fucking hell.
That day, I had went to bed with the sun up, and then when I finally came out the hotel, it was dark again. Like, it was an evil day.
He was on some vamp shit. I saw him.
You know, some New Orleans vamp shit.
I saw him at the bar, and he was like, what's going on, man? I was like, Jesus Christ. Jesus, man. Where are the others? I don't know. His voice is just gone. He was chalky, dude. I saw him. He was chalky.
Yeah, I had nothing. I was trying to rally. I was trying to
get a He was like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, I was happy to see you. I just had nothing.
I know. You know, you bump into someone at a bar, you're like, oh my God, what are you doing here? He's like, what's going on?
All the time. I get to a bar, O'Connor's just... Oh fuck, man. The Stuff Island boys will hit you with one of those.
Yeah.
See him at a bar, they'll be like, I've been out for 8 hours. You go, Jesus Christ. It's 4 p.m. Go to bed.
Yeah, Nate wasn't drunk. He was just viciously hungover.
Yeah, I think
going recovered. Hair of the dog.
Yeah, and I had one and I didn't even finish it. I couldn't. I was like, I'm not ready yet. I waited till I got to the venue. To Mardi Gras World.
Yeah. Squad was fucking in rough shape. I got there at a big stand-up show at Skank Festival. You guys, anyone do some time?
No.
I mean.
Jeez, guys.
Friday was great.
Yeah, I heard.
Saturday, half energy. Sunday must have been.
Sunday was chill. It was definitely chill mode. Everyone was chill mode.
Yeah.
It was pizza and Eagles. Everyone was just ordering Domino's.
I kind of saw the dynamos come through.
I kind of turned up by the end. I can't remember if. Oh, my fault. Yeah, I kind of turned up by the end. I went to, that was the only night I went to the after party. Was that one? Just because I don't know, wanted to do it once.
And, yeah,
just,
whatever.
I wore the thing the whole way home. Just a badge that said barely legal on it the whole way home.
Oh, man.
Name of the strip club that the after party
was called Barely Legal.
But
I didn't go.
Every lady there was kind of old, so it was kind of nice. Like, that's kind of a funny thing.
Very legal.
Yeah, they were like, they were clearly legal. Undeniably legal.
I wonder if you could do a class action suit. Yeah. Like, you guys should be perpetrating the illusion that I am committing a great crime.
The great statutory.
I didn't feel like a pedophile at all when I was in there.
Yeah. I was hoping to catch a little bugs.
You might be able to make some bucks.
What'd you say?
Maybe it'll make some bucks. Take some pictures of them and like go out to a judge and be like, do any of these look like they could be of questionable age?
I was fooled. I want my $15 ATM fee back.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I guess that was the brand.
Oh no, the ATM just had a super high.
You know
how they go.
Yeah,
and the ATM at a strip club. They watch. They see. They're like they're sharks.
No. Desperation from every guy in there.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I think they have one by those ATMs. They have that thing when you go into a gas station. It's like when you run over the thing, it's a bell that goes
He's
off.
He's back. So all the strippers go. There he is.
Yeah, they're like this. They go.
There's our marker.
Yeah. I didn't. I got invited to the after party. I was like, no way, bro.
No shot.
Not going to the Barely Legal.
Zero
I'm not
shot.
Even,
I'm
not
going
even staying awake.
Strip club on Bourbon Street with Legion of Skanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Well, it's fun. Yeah. It's a fun time.
It was probably my favorite one of those.
Yeah, it was
in a long time. That was a really good one.
I was curious how they're going to work it in New Orleans. And man, they truly did find the perfect place.
Yeah.
So that place right on the waterfront, it was cool.
Yeah,
it was
a bridge in the background.
Debauchery at that fucking thing, though.
Yeah.
You hear a story. Everybody comes in and goes, yeah, fucking, I just got jacked off on a Ferris wheel. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's
crazy what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it is fully debaucherous.
Yeah.
It's a bacchanal.
I got eyes on the ass slapping contest. You know, I had to get there, but not just. I was there early the first night, Friday. Well, you know, we were out till like. How long were we at the casino?
What guys were competing in the ass slapping contest?
Why are you attacking me? Like
who were
that?
The fellas slapping each other?
It was guys.
No, it was just being mean.
Skankfest usually tosses. Some guy did something crazy while I was on stage at the live Legion of Skanks show.
What happened?
What'd he do?
I don't know. I didn't look, but I heard about it.
He kissed a dick. There was two guys that kissed a dick, and it didn't even take much convincing. Like,
no, they brought it up. Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll fight tomorrow. The loser has to suck a dick. I'll do it. it was like, no one's making you do that. They're like, we'll do it right now. The entire crowd's like, do it. Just sitting there with Dave Attell, like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was just a dick. Whose dick was it?
A guy who just proposed.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah, Sim.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know a guy who just proposed in the room, right?
And also got his dick kissed in New Orleans by a fella. Butt slapping contest.
I'm sorry, Nate.
And then he shit lime green.
It is funny to be on the phone with your babe and be like, what are you doing down there? I'm like, oh, is that the guy's butt slapping contest? And then, I got double dog dare to kiss a man's penis, and it's going pretty good otherwise.
Yeah, she was in the crowd. The girl he proposed to. They did it live, and then he kissed it. He got his penis kissed.
He got his kissed.
Yeah.
That's kind of powerful, dude. If you just proposed... You just proposed, then you're...
It's also off to a terrible start. He cheated on her. Within 3 minutes, he got his dick touched by a guy immediately.
And it was just like a peck on the helmet?
Allegedly. I didn't see it. Two pecks? You
Two
watched.
Pecks.
Oh, you were up close.
Wait, who went for...
You were up close and personal.
Yeah, you had eyes on it.
I was in the balcony. I couldn't believe it was happening.
You were in the balcony with binoculars on.
You were clutching a bunch of beads. Yeah, that is a funny, like, that's a big thing. Like, oh, tell me the proposal story. It's like, well, and then someone actually kissed his penis. And then Lemaire goes, not once, but twice.
Twice.
Two pecks.
Very European.
It's two different guys.
He went.
It's very respectful.
Yeah.
It was two different guys because the one guy was like, Lewis, you said for me to fight, I have to suck a trans dick, and I'm looking forward to that. And Lewis was like, we're going to let that go.
And then yeah, so like, you don't have to actually do that. And he was like, nah, man, fuck that.
Right. And then the other guy was like, that's gay. All you told me I had to do was kiss a dick.
And he was like, also, I'll do that right now to prove it.
This is an audience member?
Yeah, and everyone's kind of like, you don't really have to do that. Please don't.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah.
That is nice, though. That's a good it's a good move. Like, yeah, I was at Skank.
Who won that fight?
Me do it.
Those two fought. Yeah. Skinnerd versus the ukulele Hawaiian.
Interesting. I missed all that. I got there. It was just like everyone was just dragging.
I mean, yeah, they were tired from that.
True.
Friday and Saturday. Yeah, Saturday was...
Wrestling. If I was wrestling and kissing penises all day, I'd be tuckered out.
I would.
It's a full day. It's a busy day.
They got to top it next year. On the cruise is going to be just like...
The cruise?
Human centipede.
Oh, my God.
No.
I would. It would cost more than the Riyadh Comedy Festival to get me on the Skankfest cruise. Oh, my God.
Yeah, true. Like, yeah, you guys don't think I'll jerk off and shit in this pool right now? Yeah,
it'll be the poop cruise just without
a perfectly working boat.
Yeah, the boat will be fine. There's going to be shit and homeless shelters on deck. Oh, my God. Fucking.
They should do a cruise and just never set sail. Just be on a docked boat the whole time.
People are going to be jumping off.
Yeah, but that's the only way you don't lose a person is if you stay docked. If they take off, they will lose someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, for sure.
You ever see those videos where people do that shit? Just think it's going to be hilarious, jump off a cruise ship, and then...
There'd be a new, like, indigenous population in, like, the St. Peter Islands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a bunch of fucking chubby white guys. Like, we found here. This land came to us.
Yeah.
They'd be like
they need a couple of skankettes to repopulate. True. But they would... Although those guys might just hatch. I don't even think they need... They come out of each other's backs like nematodes.
They just sit on a Monster energy drink.
Fucking hatches. Comes out like, brand shop sucks.
Yeah, they'd have to hit like the small convenience stores. They completely control the supply of Funyuns. They control the Funyuns.
Yeah.
We control the Funyuns now. But yeah, that's fucking sick. It was a good time.
It was good.
It was a grand old time. I was I saw some of my friends there. I always see him when I'm there.
Yeah.
Dan the Rant Man, Linda. And I'm like sitting there talking to them. And while I'm trying to have a conversation with them, a lady just pulled her pants down. Was just showing Zach and Miko her pretty gargantuan butt. It was like, there's no, you know, no disrespect towards the butt. It was like full in proportions. It was just larger.
Yeah.
Larger than life. And I was like, directly in my line of vision, I'm like, and I was like, oh, there's literally a giant butt behind you guys. And they were like, yeah, well, okay. And I was like, I literally can't.
Yeah, that's.
I can't focus.
How am I supposed to putt?
I thought they'd turn and have a laugh at me. And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of nudity. It's nudity you really don't want.
Yeah,
going on.
This was a pleasant giant butt.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about, and it was a very nice gigantic butt.
Yeah, it was.
I'm talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beyond pog. It was beyond pog.
It was a wide load.
Yeah, it was a wide load.
It was beyond pog. That's, yeah. There has to be something beyond a pog because this was like
blob.
Blob.
It was a blob. No, it wasn't blob. It wasn't blob like. It was fully rotund.
Yeah, it was like shapely, but it's like. She was great and just kept expanding, but kept everything.
Like a tree, like it grew from the inside and kind of each year was like a ring. I would like a core sample to see the age of that butt. Yeah. I'd be curious.
The onion
it sure
rings.
Was like a mighty sequoia.
Yeah, the naked roast, I stuck around for two of those.
Nice.
And I'd seen more than enough.
Saw a couple penises.
So, yeah, that's all you see.
Yeah.
And then, that was the extent of the nudity, I think. I just saw a couple guys' tiny penises.
Perfect. I don't, dude, I'm still trying to figure out the reason somebody would be like, yeah,
I'll figure that out.
I'll stand up there and do stand up and show my time. I have a hard enough time, like, just doing stand-up with all my clothes on.
Yeah.
If you remove my clothes, I'd be like, no, absolutely fucking not.
I feel like I get it for ladies, especially if they're hot. Like, you stand up there, you're like, just hot. But dudes will do it like fat with their little dicks.
Yes, just, obviously for ladies, it's a great thing to stand up.
It's kind of the coolest thing.
But. Yeah. But they're not even really naked, I feel like. I feel like maybe there they are, but I feel like a lot of the naked roasts I've seen or the naked stand-ups I've seen is like women wear bra and underwear, men pull out the tiny flaccids.
Yeah.
So, which is, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be like, you can't bar women from not being able to show their nipples in regular life and then be like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Bust them out. Actually, yeah, you could. Now that I think about it, but.
Yeah, quite the opposite. Yeah, now's the time.
True. It's been sanctioned. That law will never change. You think it'll ever change where women can just finally go? I think we could be close to like all topless beaches.
They can in Austin.
They can or they do?
They can. Like legally in specifically Austin. Like I'm pretty sure in Austin you can legally.
Yeah, Barton Springs you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you can just like walk down 6th Street.
I told you I saw a lady one time in my neighborhood and she didn't look crazy, but it was just naked from the top.
I'm pretty sure it's legal here.
What?
Yes.
So why aren't more exercising their right?
I feel like it's, I don't know.
It is aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking, it's aggressive for a guy to walk around shirtless.
I'm sick of that. It makes me
mad as hell.
Although, dude, the sunlight hits your chest, it increases the T.
Yeah, but I'm driving around
sick
with my girlfriend.
6'6 dudes with abs jogging around.
Yeah,
you go,
that's,
you fucking
that's tough.
Freak.
You're like trying to like, you're driving with your lady, you're like peeking to see if she like, you can see her.
Yeah, like I fucking dare you.
Yeah.
Dare you to look at that guy. Yeah. Fucking pussy. That guy sucks.
It is funny. Like, oh, you see something you like? Yeah, that's cool. Asshole. Why the fuck would your eyes dart over there?
The same way mine did.
I looked longer.
Why would you? Yeah. I'm going, oh, fucking guy. Fucking making me fucking insecure. Fuck is his problem.
I will say, though, it's like when you swim naked, it is a nice feeling. Same if you have no shirt on, it does feel.
You don't think
I've
hit the old
I would hope you do.
I'm so mad they built that house back there. I've been hitting so many dips, solo skinny dips.
Dude, it feels amazing.
It's really nice. I just
Oh, it feels amazing. Guys.
It's so good.
Yeah, now they can kind of peek in there.
They can float like
naked. I take up the entire pool. It's crazy. I'm furious about that house.
Although, one of these days, they really see, can they see in?
Yeah, I'm sure the kids' room's up there. There's gonna be a boy looking out the window.
Oh,
like,
even a bunk bed.
Oh no,
bunk bed. That'll be like the crow's nest.
It's gonna be so scary. It'd be really scary.
That's on them, though. My whole thing: I agree. I'm on my property and you see me naked, look, that's your problem.
Yeah,
they're building houses behind mine, like windows straight across, and I am naked in my house a lot, so I'm like, damn, they're gonna catch me.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure because there's been a lot of building going on, and
I love having just gigantic windows here.
Yeah, I think
you can
nice
look
too.
Into every single fucking house. I go on my constitutionals. I'm just looking. I'm watching people eat
straight
dinner.
Oh yeah,
I'm seeing people like, it's me again, making progress at a snail's pace.
I finish, look up, you're just still right there.
Still slowly just going. What are you guys having in there? You got any extra hamburger helper? I've noticed you guys eat that on Tuesdays.
Our house in Philly was literally like the kitchen, where we ate was right next to a window that was right next to the sidewalk. So people would literally just be walking by and be like, right in on us while we're eating. You'd be like,
yeah,
2 feet from
every
me.
City. Anytime I'm in a city, there's nothing you can do about
it. Drive me
that.
Crazy.
I'm looking into your house.
Yeah, you have to too. If you see people at a table, it's kind of like, what you got going on?
Yeah, what are they watching? What show is that? Fucking idiots. Can't believe they're watching that.
I don't know why. I do like when I see like a giant TV in the window and I can see what they're watching. I'm always kind of like, damn, dude, you're watching Independence Day right now? It's Tuesday at fucking 9 p.m. I'm walking my dog.
That fucking rocks.
I know. But it's just like, damn, you just chucked on ID4. And I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
I didn't even think to watch ID4 right now.
ID4 is fucking sick.
ID4 is so good.
It is.
Yeah, I do love that.
ID4.
Independence Day. Bro, don't act like you don't know.
If you don't know Independence Day.
It's not that
different,
bro. No, I didn't know why. I was like,
when
I thought
did
was,
you become this?
I thought you were saying it was the fourth one.
Purple Drank changed.
Purple Drank.
You don't remember
my
anything.
Green turd, I really dude, think. The green turd transformed.
My brain has been working right since Skankfest.
Of course.
I'm moving slow.
You took Monday off at least?
Tell
me you took Monday off.
Well, no, we drove all day.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we drove for like 8 hours.
That must be the worst hangover drive possible.
It was pretty bad. I did the first four. Sean did the last four. my girl, she picked me up from Sean's, and like she hugged us all. She said we all smelled like ass, and we just didn't notice it just in a 8 hour car.
Yeah, you guys must have stunk. Yeah, was it just you and Sean, or did you pack the, you pack the Mies in there too?
Butterly.
And why? What's wrong with you, Mies? What'd you do?
He left. He left early, didn't he?
Where'd you go? How'd you get home?
I just left it. Took an airplane.
Nice.
Yeah, I left on Sunday night. I always leave Sunday night.
How were the farts on the airplane?
What were you no with? Farts. I kept no them farts. To myself. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, right.
I did.
Did you shower before the flight?
No. Oh. I mean, I showered before.
Somebody right now is telling everybody at work. Somebody's going, I sat next to the fucking biggest piece of shit. He farted. He stunk like shit.
He smelled like ass and vodka.
I didn't fall asleep this time, so I don't think I farted.
That's fair. That's the Lamisi guarantee.
Yeah. I fell asleep. I don't think I farted.
Oh. Do you know what's fucking that I'm getting hip to right now is that apparently sports viewing is like it's impossible to watch sports now. They've like scattered all the games across different apps. They're like, how does that everyone I talk that, to yeah. is like
yeah.
It's fucking, that's wrong, dude.
It's hard to get a hold of the Sixers.
Yeah, it's kind of wrong.
They're just basically making you buy a season pass for whatever your favorite team is. Everyone has to pay like $100 a month.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah.
And then they took ESPN off YouTube TV for like 2 weeks.
Isn't it still
That was
off?
Devastating. No,
yeah,
it's
I
back.
Heard that. I heard that.
Oh, back. I got fucked because I had, I like
yeah,
changed
and then everybody
my
went and bought fucking Disney Plus yeah. and all that shit.
I had like the old legacy version. It was a little cheaper.
Quiet, piggy.
What?
I just remembered. I wanted to break that up. Sorry.
Wait, who got hit with a quiet?
Some fucking piggy on Air Force One got crushed by Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Do you think he's getting dementia?
I don't think. He just seems a little slower than usual, but...
Spud thinks he's getting dementia. Spud said his daddy got dementia. Trump, meaning Trump Sr.
Yeah.
And he's, there's speculation that T-Dog might be rocking Biden brains.
He's not at Biden brains
no,
yet.
No, not yet.
But he's circling the drain.
Yeah, because like...
Piggy was fucking crazy.
It's pretty wild.
I just can't think of how like embarrassed that lady must have been. That must have been so funny to be.
And you're on AF1.
Think if you were next to her and you hated her.
Why did you think about that?
What did you say? You sucked Bill Clinton's dick.
Quiet, piggy. You go. Ooh,
got that bitch. Yes,
I've been waiting for someone to kill her.
Oh. Yeah, on the plane too, it'd stink because like you can't get up. You're just stuck on the flight being like, I'm going to write about this.
Quiet, piggy.
Do they know? Do they identify the journalist that was?
I don't know. They got to keep her name quiet.
You think it was definitely a babe?
Because you can't. Yeah, he wouldn't call.
A guy
yeah, it was
piggy.
A lady. Quiet piggy.
Can you hear?
Although calling a guy quiet piggy is hilarious.
Piggy. They call a guy piggy.
It's quiet piggy. Especially if it's a fat guy.
Why a fat guy? Oh.
Quiet piggy.
I gotta, yeah, can we see who this person was? Is that definitely. Can I see? Can sure. I see? I kind of want to get the visual more so than the name would be kind of meaningless to me. Because that's a wild move, man.
Catherine Lucy. Yeah, Catherine Lucy from Bloomberg.
I'd like to take a look at her.
I would like to.
She doesn't really look too big.
I wouldn't say she was. I was just curious.
She might have had a piggy's demeanor.
Yeah, it could have been.
Damn, bro.
That's a piggy's demeanor. Quiet piggy.
Quiet piggy. Like,
pointed at her, leaning over. Mm-mm. Although, you know, if the allegations are false, I'd be furious too.
What was she asking him?
I think it was about Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that's a quagmire right now. The one guy who got busted, the guy who was the Harvard president and that sat on the board of OpenAI. Did you know exactly what his emails, what he was saying?
I was reading a lot of them, yeah.
Did you about like, kind of using Epstein as like a dating coach?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he was apparently being like, I need a girlfriend. I'm married, but I need a girlfriend. Like, how do I talk? It was like kind of PUA shit. Like, how do I talk? How do I talk to these kids? Like, what are some tips?
How do I reach these kids?
He had to neg them. He had to be like, bro, your geometry is trash, bro. Fucking, what's your SAT score?
He's itch.
Yeah, that's tough stuff. That's the worst. To not only be associating with a pedophile, but also to be seeking romantic guidance.
I almost screamed. Like, I almost screamed to Quiet Piggy yesterday.
When?
I was ready to fucking... explode, dude.
Who
I went to Starbucks and a woman in front of me. It's a pretty crowded Starbucks. Mm-hmm. It was early in the morning. There's a woman up front. She's trying samples.
Ooh.
There's a line of people.
Samples
There's a woman
Starbucks?
Going, oh, that's a new flavor. And the maniac girl behind the register was like, would you like to try a sample? And she's like, yeah, I would. Took 5 minutes to get the fucking sample.
What was the sample of? Like one of those foamy
bullshit
drinks?
It was like a new
drinks?
Foamy bullshit holiday drink.
Bro, that's crazy.
And then she was like, yeah, I'll take it.
Oh,
and
my God.
I mean, it was like.
That would fucking. Cause
I
yes,
was close.
The Starbucks line's always
I was
outrageous.
Close to go, what the fuck are you thinking?
Oh, my God. Especially to be like, even a sample of coffee, it's like, oh, that's a new varietal. It's like piping hot. You can't even just like order it. Order the fucking drink. Shot. It's sugar whipped cream. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
Drink it. Drink it.
Yeah, I almost broke. I was like, fucking get it. Buy it. Get out of the way. I'm getting a fucking black coffee. It's going to take 1 second. You're up here ordering. It's 10 minutes.
You do feel like an absolute mastermind at Starbucks when you just get black coffee. You see everyone waiting for all their drinks. You go, I'm going to have a black coffee. Gets you instantly.
Right away.
Like, dumbasses.
Fucking idiots.
Fucking idiots.
Piggies. And then as soon as she got out of the way and I ordered, I was very relieved. I didn't. Have a
oh yeah!
I almost had a like an airport breakdown. Like, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
You almost Ariana Grande.
Everybody,
what did she do? What did Ariana Grande do? Like spazzed about donuts or something?
I don't know that one.
I think I believe I should
I like
say
it. I could have bagel bossed. Could have bagel bossed.
Yeah, I think allegedly. Ariana Grande. I think some pop diva spazzed about donuts like very aggressively. So, you deserve one. Come on, give yourself one diva moment. What are you talking about?
I'll get a good diva moment.
Move!
I've had enough. Take the sample, you fucking bitch. You stupid fucking bitch. I mean, what are you thinking?
That'd be a nice remake of The Purge where people just said whatever they wanted to each other.
Just there one day.
Just Twitter. Just real. I can tell you exactly where that goes. Just the N-word and Nazi shit right away. Immediately.
It's Twitter.
It's Twitter right away.
Holy fuck, I never even thought about that. Twitter is just the verbal purge. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, that was the closest I've come in a while. Have you had any?
Spazzes?
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last
no,
one?
No, you're not afraid to spazz. I've seen you.
I'll spazz, yeah.
When did I spazz? When we went to Barton Springs and those two girls were like,
oh,
we
yeah.
need cash. You were a little like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about? And I was with you kind of like, all right. I mean, sorry. I'm gonna be on your side, but man, you're really laying into these two
with
fucking teenagers.
I did it with a WTF. I you went, bro, when they went, once I was like, we don't have cash. Can I do Venmo? They went, you don't have Venmo. I went, oh my God, are you serious? And they were like, no, like you got to get an app. I'm like, I got to download a fucking app. Maybe I didn't hit with
you
Venmo.
You get a little, trust me, I remember it.
But
was,
you know what pisses
chirpy.
Me off? I was getting chirpy for sure.
Yeah.
But
on it, within one sentence.
Yes, because it's like,
you didn't give them time to be rude. They don't get me wrong.
They were fucking rude.
They were young girls working like the end of their summer job.
They weren't
like,
that young. That one lady was like 50.
No, they were both.
One was young.
One was definitely young.
Old enough to not. Dude, and it's like, there's a beautiful lake. Let me just go.
Was old enough to get it.
Yeah. I got to go download a fucking app. I'm
right
trying to
away.
Swim in a lake.
It was
a God-created lake.
It was
lake.
On site, dude. I see why. It was a purple-haired lady reading a book in a tent going, no, we don't do that.
I can't stand with bureaucrat energy when it was kind of like,
yeah.
You need to
yeah.
download an app. And I was like, I got to download an app to go on the thing. It was like, come on, man. Let me in this fucking lake.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Who are you to stop me from going
to
this lake?
All the way back to our car to get some cash. Yeah.
And I was pissed because I didn't have my goddamn wallet on me. I forgot. I was like, fuck. Yeah, it pissed me off. That was nothing. I almost like for real. Where was I recently? Where
you
someone...
almost flipped the tables at Barton Springs. That was Christ. You're like, this is a natural lake. God gave us this. Be gone with your Jewry. I was like, Matt, they're not Jewish. They're lesbians.
Yeah, that was that's that got me. That got me fired up. But yeah, luckily you were there to cool me out a little.
I was along for the ride. I didn't step in.
I was like, okay, no cash or. No, anymore. If I can't just tap with my phone, I'm like,
cash only is nuts.
What are you fucking doing?
Cash
why are you making
crazy.
It so hard? It's not 1985. Like, let me get in here. I have my phone. I can do Apple Pay. Come on. And they were like, you need to download. When she said download the app, I don't know what it is. When I have to download apps, I'm like, Fuck.
Yeah.
So I sent you a thing. We have to download an app. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
You're completely correct.
Fuck you.
Downloading an app's crazy.
I hate that shit.
I've seen another person who's not afraid to go is Ari Shaffir with TSA. I've never seen anything like it, dude. A guy took his lighter out of his bag, of course.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, cool, dude. You fucking feel good? And I was like, dude, you're TSA. Like, you're going to get fucking beat up. We're going to get arrested right now.
I'm scared of the no-fly on TSA for sure. I'm just kind of like, all right.
Shaffir went right away.
That's really funny.
Over nothing. It was like a $2 fucking lighter. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then we got through, he walked over to the guy and was like, yeah. I was like, stop. You can't fight at the airport.
You go to jail for like 10 years.
Yeah. I saw a guy riding his bike wearing a mask yesterday.
Really?
And it fucking pissed me off. And I was like, I was just on my constitutional. I saw a guy riding a bike wearing a fucking M95.
That's crazy.
M95. Bro. I wanted to yell.
Unless he was trying to get his.
I grumbled.
You think he was trying to get his VO2 max up?
No.
That's crazy to wear. No, he definitely wasn't. The K95 was crazy, man.
They're putting up some wild signs around here in my park.
What'd you get?
They just keep posting these signs that say, queer kids fight back.
Whoa.
They're getting fired up.
Queer kids fight back?
Yeah, and then it's a picture of a dog like biting someone. I guess queer kids are dogs and...
What the fuck?
I guess that's the message.
Was there an event that kicked this off?
I don't know. No, they keep popping up. They're getting bigger.
Queer
signs.
Kids fight back. I don't know about this. Yeah, man. Hold on a second.
They're
now
making signs for Nate. They know.
I was about to say, we're tired of getting called zesty. We're about to start biting people. Start growling and biting people.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, this is at my park.
Queer kids fight back.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it just includes various forms of activism, from grassroots organizing and protests to legal challenges and working with supportive organizations. Well, how about say queer kids get political? You know what I mean? Queer kids are cool.
There's also there's a house by me that somebody spray painted adulteress on the fence. And then a little further down, you see her full name is a slut spray painted somewhere else.
What?
Some drama going on.
A little drama amongst the Austin housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adulteress, real big. It's like, get out there and paint over that.
True.
Been there for fucking 2 weeks.
Maybe she likes it.
True.
Might get her off.
I stopped by. I hit the old Wilson. I go right over the fence. I go, hey.
Heard there's an adulteress in these parts.
There's a slut in here. Saw the sign out front. I'm here for the slut.
Go spray paint your phone number right
now. Yeah.
Call me, slut. Yeah, that's pretty wild, dude.
Yeah.
How far is it from here?
I can walk there, so pretty close.
We should take a gander at that between the episodes. I'd like to see this slut.
Yeah.
Just knock up and be like, you know, you have a disparaging message on your thing. Dude, we were driving recently and someone had the, you know, like the windshield gets dusty and people write. Someone had just wrote the N-word on this person's car. And so me and Brittany are driving back from the gym and Brittany pulls up and is like, hey,
it was funny until then. Sorry.
Well, it's two Mexican ladies in the car. Because I was like, I want to see whose car this is. And then we pull up. And
I didn't even know what it said.
I just want to see, like, what are we working with here? Just two Mexican ladies just sitting there. And Brittany, like, tried to tell them, you have the N. And then they were like, no, entiendes. And then she, like, Google translated to them. They went, oh, I'm just kind of kept driving. They didn't give a fuck. I was like, it's so funny. She goes, I just want to tell them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
I think that's a reasonable thing to tell someone.
Yeah, you have the N-word on your car.
Yeah, yeah. You should get a car wash.
Yeah, really. Or just wipe it.
Yeah.
Someone pranked them. They got punked.
It's a classic prank.
That happened to my parents, like, right after we moved here. That was, like, the first thing my mom told me. It was, like, because they're old. They don't be taking their car out all the time. But it was, like, somebody got them with it. On the block, too.
Oh, no.
In Reading?
Yeah. It's probably a Puerto Rican person, though, right? Like, just.
Damn.
Yeah. Or one of you guys. Not taking you guys.
No offense. I'm not trying to claim innocence without knowing anything. Seems like it wasn't us. In Reading?
Yeah, y'all are in there. Y'all are there. Y'all are in Redding.
Never even been to Redding personally.
There's like 12 white people.
It's about y'all are like 10%.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's, like, yeah.
How big were we talking on the back windshield?
That's fucking crazy.
I didn't get my mom didn't give me the details. Yeah, she really waited for awful. Like a while before she even told me, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, it was all done and said, you know, said and done when I heard about it.
Yeah.
But
rough start to the day.
Yeah. No. That's what's nasty.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hard R.
Yeah.
How'd they write it?
It was the same way, like on a dirty car, hit a dirty part of the car. They're old.
No, I'm not mad that they are a dirty car.
I thought you made the face.
I'm
like,
more upset about the slur against your parents.
No, I thought he would just be a funny.
No, I wasn't like, oh, you got a dirty car. I mean, yeah, something's gonna happen.
My bad.
What the fuck, dude?
My bad.
I like to joke around. You think I'm actually racist?
No, but
come on, man.
It's kind of funny. Well, dirty car.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if someone tagged you up. Yeah, man. Because also, that's like, you really got to, you can't just wipe it with your hand. Your fucking hands get all dirty and shit. So then you got to like just drive with that on there. And then you gotta
go get a paper towel or a towel.
True. I guess, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about a paper towel. You'd have to drive, man. But you have to go to the gas station thing and dunk that thing. It'd be 1 second you'd go.
Squeegee. Yeah.
Maybe I should just keep this on the back of my car. It's my car. I'm going to do whatever.
It's a free country.
It's a free country. I do whatever I want. But yeah.
I can do anything.
No, you'd have to wipe that off stat.
I feel bad for the adulterous lady.
Why?
I just feel bad. The whole situation.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's that's what happens. That's the drama and the fucking burbs, dude. Get the ladies, they do a lot of yoga, they get a little horny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're married to an engineer. What would it be like to have sex with an architect? Switch it up.
Oh, same thing.
Oops, now
turns
you're busted.
Out, exact yeah. same thing.
Yeah. Oops, now you're busted. An architect's just kind of a gay engineer. Guy couldn't even get hard for me. Now I have slut on my fence.
Slut on your fence is not great.
Yeah, I lady and tramped a soft noodle. Now I have slut on my fence.
Slurp the nude. Slurped it.
It is funny to be like a 45-year-old lady and cheat on your 45-year-old husband with a 45-year-old man. It's like, bro, just use a vibrator. Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think this other 45-year-old man's about to do to you? It's like, not a lot.
He's probably so suave, though. At the bar, he was probably like, oh, man, you and me could do something special.
Dude, the guy's phone I was peeping, he was a bit of an elder statesman. I said, man, I know you guys are getting all freaky like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, freaky diggy. I'm over here getting GBPs. I should have told on him to the lady next to me.
Should have told the stewardess.
Texting about fucking people. I think he was, might have been texting a stewardess. Not going to say anything more, but, you know.
Is it true that Nate was taking a nap and then the male stewardess came over and woke him up and he tried to kiss him when he woke up? Straight out of his sleep.
It's every time.
Yeah. He tapped him on the shoulder.
I put my jacket over his head.
Tapped him on the shoulder and Nate went. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
That's all right. You don't have to. We don't have to keep the bit going.
You can defend yourself.
You did try to kiss a guy on the plane, but that's it. Can't believe you bumped into the cowboy. No.
Dude, it was. I mean, it was just so early in the morning. It was just, man, amazing.
Oh, I had a good night. Last night.
What'd you do?
Me and the O'Con man got on Hell Let Loose for a while.
Oh, that's awesome.
Got in a little tank crew. And O'Connor was the driver. I was the gunner. We had a good time. We were doing well. And then I realized his driving was a little erratic.
I was just waiting. I'm like, there's no way this lasted.
I realized his driving was erratic. And then I was like, dude, are you fucking drunk? He was drunk, dude. He was hammered. I was like, you're getting us killed, dude. We're getting fucking destroyed.
How to respond
destroyed.
To that? I was like, no.
No, he was like, yeah. No, I go, dude, are you fucking drunk? He goes, no. I go, did you drink today? He goes, yeah. I was on a flight. I had a couple drinks. I was like, you're fucking wasted, dude. We're getting killed out here.
It's so funny to be on a tank. Just like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah, the driving was a little erratic. And then I'd be like, oh, stop. Because I'm trying to aim the fucking thing.
Yeah.
There'd be another tank. I'd be like, dude, fucking stop the tank. He'd be, I couldn't get a shot. I was like, I can't get a fucking shot, Chris. I had the headset on. I was sitting right here. It was fucking great.
That's so funny, dude.
We probably played for like 3 or 4 hours. It was awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Tank Crew is nice, too.
Tank Crew is very
How'd
fun.
You guys do overall?
We had some really good games, and then some towards the end. The last game was fucking terrible.
The pizza probably came for O'Connor.
I will say Chipotle came for me at one point. There was a couple times I had the mic off. I was fucking grubbing. I'd be like, fuck Tank. I'd be like, oh, shit. It's a good time.
True. That sounds fucking really fun, though.
Yeah, it was wholesome.
Oh, that's awesome. It was
very nice.
We finally have to clear the record for Amy's ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Amy's ice cream does rule. I'm sorry we made fun of the ice cream cake. It was just a simple mistake. They sent us a tiny
ice cream
cake.
I took some bites of that. It was fucking delicious.
Yep. Yeah, that was funny to get the report. I got the report a day later. He was like, yeah, Shane actually liked the cake. The
cake was so good.
So it was Amy's delicious cake.
I was on the telephone, and I was trying to throw it out. And I was like, well, I'm not just going to waste it. I'll take a bite. So while I'm talking to somebody, I was like, oh, yeah, man, for sure. I got another bite here. Just ate like half that fucking thing in 20 seconds. Standing eating ice cream cake on the phone with Tony Yayo. It was with G-Unit. I was on the phone with him.
It was your birthday, too.
And it was my B-Day.
It was your fucking B-Day.
Tony called me on my B-Day. It was
so nice.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Yayo. Yeah, I wanted to
clear pretty awesome.
I felt bad. We just smacked an Amy's ice cream cake.
That was all you. I can't believe I followed through with your nasty plan. I should have. I feel so guilty about slapping.
No, that was such a funny thing to just smack a birthday cake out of Sean's hand.
It is funny, but you know,
it was hilarious.
That's what keeps me up at night. What the fuck, man! Just not be an asshole for fucking 10 seconds. Your friends hate you. And then I get a text that says, it's Tony Yayo, G-Unit. I go, this is how he texts? Yes. This is fucking awesome.
That's so tight.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that.
I need to see G-Unit come back. 50 There's, Star has re-risen.
Yeah, dude, another great black Republican.
Oh, yeah, true. That's true.
Nicki Minaj, 50, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Think Kodak Black?
Kodak Black for sure. He loves Trump. That's his unk, dude. This is Gemini twin.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He loves it. There's a good group.
Black Republicans might rule.
Obviously. The only way we got to get Jay-Z, he's the ultimate Dem, though.
He is, bro.
Jay-Z is such a Dem.
Morphed into a Dem.
Yeah, he's like an Anderson Cooper Dem.
Yeah. But he's like become a Dem.
He's
he has Dem hair.
Yeah, he got the Basquiat, isn't that there? Yeah.
I don't want to trash someone's art, but I don't like that crap.
Basquiat?
Not a fan.
I don't really know much about it.
Just like cool. It's like pop art. I don't like pop art, I should say. I shouldn't fairly attack Basquiat. I don't like pop art or whatever. Fuck, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but that like very modern looking art.
Like Warhol?
Hmm?
Like Andy Warhol shit?
Yeah, I'm not a huge, it's like. It's
oh
like
yeah, this. Yeah, yeah.
But I like a beautiful, I have heard though that those guys that do that stuff can usually technically perfect technical painters. They just get bored and do that stuff.
They're like alt comics.
Yeah.
Like we could do comedy, but I'm just kind of trash the form. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I'm just here to trash the whole thing.
I don't know if those guys could technically.
No, of course they can't.
But I've heard, because I was like talking to someone, I was talking to my friend Ray about that. And I was like, dude, like how do people not recognize like there's a beautiful landscape painting and you have this and you're like, oh, they can do that. They just.
Yeah.
Choose to do something else.
No, I like that.
But it's like, why don't you? That's what I'm saying, man.
Give me some Goya, bro. I
love that. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and just be a fucking Debbie Downer about anything.
I tried to watch a documentary on the Spanish Civil War. I still don't understand it. I've read so many books about it. I've done the research. I can't figure it out.
Was it North and South still or East and West?
A little North and South. It was kind of the whole country. Like just random parts.
But everyone's just beefing?
Yeah.
What year was this?
Late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, shit. This was like 1900s?
It was like they were testing out World War II in there. Like the Germans were giving the fascists some weapons and shit.
Okay.
So they were like everybody was kind of trying it. Russia was helping the commies.
Yeah. So it was a fascist versus commies.
A little bit, yeah. But then that's where it gets fucked up because then there's like a bunch of different factions.
That's
like
great.
Anarchists, communists were kind of on the same team.
Fascists. So all the political parties just attacked each other, basically.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That sucks. Well, was
and
it
occasionally
pretty...
they'd turn on each other.
What?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I think it was a spaz.
I still don't know what happened. It was a Spanish spaz.
It was a nationwide spaz.
It was a full spaz for, I don't know, I still don't know what happened.
That's crazy. I'm vaguely familiar with it. I like didn't even really know they had a big Civil War.
But they were just massacring each other all the time. Yeah.
It was pretty vicious.
In the village, you'd be like, yo, that guy's a fucking fascist. What? Let's go fucking rip his head off.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the hell do you think that was about? When was TV invented?
After.
So they definitely, after the 20s? I don't know. You think they saw a couple of John Wayne flicks and were like, fuck.
No, John Wayne, it was later, but it was close.
Yeah, 20s is way early.
20s is TV. They might have had like real early TVs, but not in Spain, bro.
Nah, yeah, right. That was also like they had radios, though. So that was big band was the soundtrack. It was a swing.
Yeah. The Roaring 20s. And then in Spain, they were going nuts.
Oh, man. That stinks.
Yeah, it's weird to... This is a jump, but did I talk about that Ukraine video, the doc I watched?
No.
Bro, it's fucking terrible.
What about?
It's called 2,000 meters to, I forget the name of the town. Mm-hmm. It's a PBS doc.
Dude. Yeah.
They just follow these Ukrainian fighters, and it's all like body cam shit. Like you see them all fighting. And then it was last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was like...
So it's just war footage?
So you're watching it, and you're like, damn, I was at a Notre Dame game during this.
Ugh.
What are these? What the fuck? Like, I don't know.
Is it pretty brutal?
Yeah, it's really brutal.
Jesus
Christ. Very early on in the documentary, a guy gets shot. You hear him screaming. His boys just drag him into a fucking trench.
Ugh.
And they're like, we got to get out of here. And he's like, dude, just leave me. And they're like, don't fucking blow yourself up, dude. You promise? He's like, yeah. And they're like, we're coming back. He's like, don't come back. And then you see his body cam footage... From the trench he's laying in.
Damn.
Just like looking up at the shitty sky.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
Just blows himself up?
I don't know if he did. But
he just chills.
He was
kind of
talking
upwards.
Shit like he was about to. Which he did get shot through the arms and legs. So he was.
Yeah.
It's either that or you wait for a fucking drone or they come over and stab you or some shit.
Oh, God.
It's a really terrible, obviously.
Yeah, you don't. Like it kind of died down. The Israel-Palestine stuff took over on that front. You don't hear it now. Yeah. Like you're still hearing about it. I guess they're, you know, going to be. Talking about peace. Be nice, a little peace for Christmas.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice, a little peace for Christmas.
Yeah, give it a watch. 2000, what's it called?
2,000 miles to Andriivka.
It's a tough one.
Dude, I don't know.
2,000 meters, yeah.
It's rugged stuff.
It's crazy. Like, the battlefield's fucking crazy. It's like two sides of it are fields that are covered in mines, mm-hmm. so you can't go through it. And then there's this little stretch of forest. That's just a straight line to the town. That's 2,000 meters. So they're on one side. They're on the other side.
Yeah.
You just got to keep sending guys through this forest.
Ugh.
But they always do like 5-on-5. It's very weird. You never see like a major battle there. It's always like 10 guys and it looks like paintball.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's weird, yeah.
Because I know that was a big worry from Russia. There's those like open plains that you can easily go from Ukraine right to like one of their capital cities. That's like their weak point as a country. So they got that just loaded with mines now. So it's like kind of takes care of that problem.
Yeah, and it's all cratered out. It looks like World War One. It's fucking, it's weird. It's weird that it's just going on right now.
That's what I've said it before. It's like
I know that's a fucking eighth grader's brain being like, it's crazy wars are happening.
There is, as technology increases, it does become kind of embarrassing where it's like, well, you could just all blow ourselves up. Like we could just, you know, it's like, this is kind of crazy. We're still murdering each other to be like, these 5 miles are ours. It's like, split it or something. I don't know. Fucking split it in half. Don't fucking shoot each other, you psychos. It's just seems like an insane way. It's the way we handle it. It literally is the highest court in the land.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you go through everything and nothing works. It's like, I'll just fucking shoot this guy.
They're talking about some shit with Venezuela right now, and I think they're supposed to make an announcement today.
I don't know why they're beefing with Venezuela right now.
Oil. She's talking about oil.
True.
Cooking bitch.
True. It's gonna be the Earls.
They better not.
Better not what?
They better not fucking
attack
go
Venezuela.
To war with fucking Venezuela.
Is that even like
what's that called? Gunboat democracy? Or gunboat We just park a bunch of shit outside of a country's we pull up on the coast.
Oh.
And go, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's negotiate. Oh, those? Fuck it. Don't worry about those.
Yeah, those are our
but hopefully this goes well.
I mean, is that even a like remotely fair fight, U.S. versus Venezuela?
It would be shitty for us.
Yeah.
It'd be like Vietnam. It's in the jungle, and there's all these
I forgot. Yeah, Vietnam was bad.
You could get bogged down there very easily.
That's also crazy, dude. Be like, let's repeat Vietnam. I'd like for somebody to give me like a case why we should start aggressing Venezuela. Is it the fucking oil, or are they saying they're like a communist country?
Saying they're communists, and
bro,
who gives a fuck about the drugs? That's kind of an excuse, I think.
Yeah, bro, get out of here.
I think they're Maduro. That's his name, right? Maduro. I think he's starting to deal a little with Russia and China instead of us. We're trying to maintain our sphere of influence.
He's on that BRICS. He's on that BRICS thing. He's
talking some shit, dude.
I've told you before, we should join BRICS as America. Like, we're in BRICS too. Now you guys are with us.
Yeah, just collapse it.
Dumbass. Yeah, really. Wow, dumbass. Now you're part of my coalition. Tricked you.
Yeah, now we're BRICS.
And then they leave BRICS.
What do you think of that?
They leave BRICS and you go
back to the dollar.
I knew you'd get out of BRICS.
Yeah. I knew BRICS sucked. You guys knew BRICS sucked.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know. I just wish this. It's just, it is, it does become embarrassing at a point to be like, you have a bunch of guys just shooting each other in the face. It's like, dude, you're just not allowed to do that. Like, don't make an exception to be like, well, you can settle that. But then someone shoots you in the face, you know, we'll fucking shoot him in the fucking face. Yeah,
fucking shoot him. What the
fuck? I know.
Fucking. Well, whatever. We are chasing him? We're like commandeering oil tankers.
Why? Just pulling them over?
We're going, these are ours. We're just stealing their fucking oil tankers, bro. We're going, nope, you're not allowed to do that.
Maybe they're like, yeah, I guess they're going to say they're probably like maybe using them to smuggle stuff.
No, it's
just funny to be like, no, they're just smuggling with oil tankers.
It's
else.
Fully just us stealing their oil.
What the hell?
Is there like a Trump and the Secretary of War speech tonight? Oh, it's happening right now? Yeah.
I guess oil too is like so.
Hopefully that's nothing.
Yeah, that'd be nice if it stopped it. But it's like, if you can, because oil is like the one commodity you really can just start like blowing people up over. So you don't really, usually don't fight people over like bananas and shit. So I think there is that one. I know there was that.
Used to.
Yeah, I knew there was that one. Yeah. What was that called? It was like a horrible thing the government did that had to just, it was like the banana company or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dulleses were helping the.
Yeah.
Fuck, what is it called? The fruit company? It was like. But yeah. There's Banana Republics. That's what that's about.
Yeah.
Like, they would try to, like, nationalize their own.
Yeah, that's what it was. United Fruit Co.
They would try to nationalize their own shit, and we'd be like, nah, that's ours.
Yeah,
we need a regime change.
Your bananas are our bananas.
All right, put in this fucking insane guy who promised us to give us the bananas.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
It's crazy.
Should be the big banana boss.
There were some big banana bosses.
You're Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, yeah. We installed Donkey Kong as their dictator. He went, arr, arr. He said, yeah, get him, Donkey, get him, DK. Yeah.
They'd be the president of a banana company and just being like, kill that guy.
Think of the dumbest product you can think of. That's what was like sugar.
That's crazy. We're
like, bro, we need to kill a million people for this fucking sugar.
Bro, imagine
though. Need tea.
Imagine getting a tanker of already freckled bananas and you're the banana boss. You go, someone's got to pay for this. Someone's got to pay.
These we need our bananas.
2 days to sell these nanners. You call the papers, like, do some articles about banana bread. All right. We're going to use ripe bananas for banana bread.
The bread.
Get that going. We're going to kill this guy.
Yeah, that was like the foundation of the CIA.
Yeah, I remember.
The Dulles brothers, they were lawyers in New York. They were corporate lawyers who worked for the United Fruit Company. And then they were like, I guess still boys with them. So they're like, we're going to found the CIA. And then like, bro, you got problems?
Oh, yeah.
Now we can fucking do shit about it.
Get some bananas flying.
We'll get the bananas going.
Well, heck, freaking yeah.
Whatever. I could be wrong about all that.
No, I think you're right. It was. I remember as I said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing something like a United Fruit Co. thing.
Well, that's a good episode.
Yes. 1 hour.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Watch new episodes of Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast on Spotify.
Do it.
Yeah, damn, so. Other than that, dude, I've been all business, man. I've been down here.
You've been strictly biz.
Strictly business.
Strictly biz.
Read the hat. Strictly business.
You have been strictly biz.
Strictly biz, man. I've just been fucking like working out and doing stuff and not sleeping. It's been tight.
Yeah. I was just doing tires.
Yeah.
That was it.
Heard that. That was it. Just was global, it. Global conflict.
Global conflict working. That I know nothing about. And then doing tires.
Dude, I'm telling you though, B-ball I think my toenail is going to fall off. You know, when you like stop real hard and choose, I think I'm going to lose my left toenail. Dude, I played 5 games, and I felt like I've had a fever for 2 days. I felt the next morning I woke up, and I was telling Brittany, I was like, not even sore, man. I must be in shape. I've been working out. And like by noon, I was like, why does my fucking head hurt so bad? I laid down for like 3 hours and went to bed. I still feel fucked up today.
Yeah, it was nice. I was going to bed last night. I was like, why the fuck am I so tired? And I was like, oh, yeah, I worked out.
Yeah.
For the first time in forever.
Yeah. What's the protocol?
What do you mean?
What was the workout protocol?
It was nothing. I literally went there to sauna and cold plunge.
That's nice.
But I lifted a little.
Nice.
It was nice. What? What are you smiling at? And then got in and go, I'm not doing a fucking cold plunge. Did the sauna and left.
Really?
Yeah. I stared at the cold plunge, put my hand in it. I was like, I don't have it today, boys.
That's true. That's true. I've acclimated to it now where I can pop in.
I used to be able
to. You're a cold plunge king.
I love a cold plunge.
I was cold plunge baby. I couldn't do it. Now I can sit in there for 3 minutes and just kind of like, I got into Barton Springs recently. Felt like nothing.
That's nice.
It was, I was like, dude, I don't know what's up with the diving board there. I tried to do a backflip. Dude, the diving board's fucked up. It just, you know, when you're on a trampoline with someone and they steal your balance and you don't go up at all. I tried to do a backflip off it. I don't know what happened. The board stole my bounce. So I just like didn't get any air and just went, whoo, my legs.
Were there a bunch of people there?
Yeah, dude. My legs whipped as hard as they could go and as water shot up my nose. I landed on my face and water shot up my nose.
Oh, that's not good.
Dude, you know when you like you get in like almost like an accident and it takes a second to be like, what the fuck happened? I got out of the water like.
And you're trying to show out for
trying
all the
to
people.
Show out. Trying to show out.
Have you ever seen titties there?
No. There's rumors that
titties are there.
I did see Asterix. I saw titties that got the nipples removed when I was there. And actually, there wasn't a ton of people there. I went early. Yeah. So I had, when you were like 2 days ago, I had Corey Hyder on, the guy from Instagram, goes through all the houses or whatever. And so I took him down there. And so we saw that, first of all. He saw my backflip. It was fucking trash. And then I go down and we see I was telling him, I'm like, yo, sometimes there's like titties here.
There's tits here.
Walk. There are titties, but there's no nipple. I don't know what was going on with them. I was just like, oh, fuck. And, you know, so then, you know, we're getting out and we go to the locker room. And I was like, before we walk in, I'm like,
oh, leave it to the locker room.
Well, I had warm clothes. I had to get changed out. But, dude, so, and I thought there'd be like dressing stalls in there. So, like, we're walking in. I'm
you
like, bro,
James?
No.
You got naked in front of a podcast guest?
I didn't get naked. But when I brought him in, I was like, dude, this is another thing I love down here. When you go into these bathrooms, I was about to say, like, there's no ceiling a lot of the times. Where you're like, it's a sky, but you're in the bathroom. I'm like, bro, I fucking love the bathrooms. And we turn a corner, just a fucking glistening hog. And I didn't finish my sentence. I'm like, dude.
You know what I love about
I walk in, it's just a dude rinsing off. And it's like, I think he was bricked, honestly. It was like a bricked up hog. And then the guy just talking this close to him while he's showering. And the dude, Corey, we just both went silent, just staring straight ahead. And like, as soon as he like went, I was like, almost just, I almost just walked out. I almost turned around. And then like, I walked to an emergency exit and it was like in a dead end. We both just stood there. And I was like, dude, I didn't know that guy was going to be there. I didn't know that guy was going to be there. He's like, dude, chill. I'll go to the stall. I'll get changed. I was like, what the fuck are we going to do? We can't get naked with each other. And he's like, I'll go to the bathroom stall. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, dude, that guy's bricked up for real. That guy was crazy. So we like giggle and walk back in. And he goes in the stall and gets changed. And I turned and gave the guy, bricked up guy, butt. I
showed the bricked up guy your
showed
ass.
Him my, I showed him my ass. Because I was like, I can't. Dude, dude, I'm not going to give him tenis, dude. Although that could have equalized.
Why are you guys getting naked in there?
I was like, well, he had hog out. And I was going to do like. Dressed because I gave the stall obviously to the guests. I'm like, yeah, I'll handle the streets out here. So then I'm like, you go in. And then I was like, I felt kind of like a bitch getting dressed under my towel when the guy was presenting hog. So I just presented my strong suit, which is my cake. So I presented because I was like fully shrimped out. So I was like, I'm gonna show him my cake, bro.
A hog like that'll shrimp you out.
I was shrimp from the water.
You see a monster hog like that?
I couldn't present, dude. I was fucked. He was having a conversation, glistening hog in what the sun. Like,
do you remember what he was talking about?
It was like a flashback. Yeah. It was just like, it was probably like a city employee. I think that's, he struck me as like a guy when you go get like a construction permit. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. He struck me as one of those guys.
I thought he was
total composure.
It sounded like a homosexual man.
Very high probability. Yeah. Very high probability actually. So, but then I did have a palate cleanser. So then I, you know, I got my clothes on. You know, I abandoned the towel. I was partially a man in the locker room, but I did show ass. And then I turned around. Corey, I'm like, I'm dressed. Corey comes out, he's dressed. And we turned around. There was an old man who had walked in. And I was like, oh, no, dude, we got another incoming hug. Bro was inverted. And that was like a palate cleanser for me. I was like, all right, here we go. We got like an old inverted penis, a fucking glistening Mexican hug. By then, he had pulled on the briefs, thank God. Dude, the guy fucking like close talked him the whole time he was showering. It was so funny.
What the fuck is going on?
It was crazy, dude. I've never been in the locker room before at Barton Springs.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I would imagine that is definitely a hot spot.
Bro, I kind of put that together. I got there. I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the bros were happy in there. The bros were in there, chipper as could be.
Everyone in there has a Ukraine flag in their front.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single one of them.
I felt so bad to be like, this is one of my favorite things. They're down here. We turn a corner. I went, oh, God damn it. Fuck. Dude, it was, I mean, you know when you like, you know when you just fall from being completely bricked up and you're like getting a shower and you check yourself in the mirror and you go, yeah, it pretty much
still
is.
Got it.
Pretty much is like this all the time. That's what he presented. It was like a flawless, flaccid presentation. I got to give it to the guy. It was the best.
Cirked up.
I believe so. I kind of averted my eyes pretty quickly, but I'm pretty sure I would have registered if it was on cert because that would have been another factor that haunted my fucking dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just like a, that was, Corey was like, bro, that was like a health class. Like, I thought I was in health class. It was just weird dongs all around. And the clothes talking while naked, I'll never understand it.
Crazy.
And it was clothed male, nude male, too. The one guy was fully clothed, just sitting there like, yeah, dude, so anyway.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, it was that was a shocker. And I got out of like 65 degree water. So I'm like, that was the big question. We were like, how the fuck is that guy presenting like that? We just got out of the chilly water.
They might have just got out of something else.
True. Could have been. That was what I was thinking about. I'm like, that'd be so sick to be gay and just be like watching dudes swim for an hour. You get out, everyone's dicks are out. That must be so fucking sick. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like if you swam, it was just babes, then you just go to get changed.
Yeah, but them, babes. If you go in the locker room and you glance, there's a chance you get beat to death. You know?
What do you mean?
By a homophobic man.
Right, right.
You know?
Nah, you're in the locker room. They had numbers, bro.
Scoping dongs.
They had numbers,
they
dude.
They are running a risk, is what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Down Texas way?
But in that locker room,
they're safe there.
They had absolute numbers. If I had been like, what the fuck, I would have gotten probably slapped to death.
Could have been slapped to death.
Death by a thousand slaps.
He died by sissy.
But that was fun. That was still, though, that was a funny moment.
Mexican sissy beat him to death.
I would have came back, just fucking mushroom tatted up, just whipped me with his giant hog. Had Brittany nurse my mushroom tats.
You couldn't show her, dude. The tip of the
glans?
It'd be too big.
She'd be like, did you get slapped by a glans? I'm like, dude, he was kind of bricked. It was actually
hard as hell. It was like, couldn't hit the baton. Whip you?
How did he whip you if he was bricked? He'd be like, it just settled, I swear to God. Just settled.
He brought his hips with him. He's fucking...
The dick gods just pulled the bone out of it. Fucking... There are some big fish down there, though, in the... Barn Creek. I had my goggles on. I was down there looking at fish.
I was so jealous of everyone.
I had the gogs and I was, dude, there was like four or five big fish down there. I was very pumped.
You should start fishing down there and get beat up by the sissies.
Oh, the sissies would fuck you up.
The sissies and yeah.
They would scream at you. Also, dudes, people just swim into you. If you're not like doing like full laps and just kind of like chilling in the water, you got like literally swam into by a guy. Just bulldozed right in. And he was like, he didn't say anything. And then the dude Corey was like, God damn, what the hell? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. And just kept going. Just backstroking. Just right into him.
I don't like that.
I should have caught a ride. I should have jumped on him.
Yeah.
Like a barnacle. But yeah, Barton Springs is, I think, it's the best. Place fucking rules, all things considered. I'll just drive home in my wet bathing suit next time.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, that's... Well, I didn't want... It was like chilly. I was like, you know, let me be considerate. I don't want to sign a guy up to be chilly and wet. I didn't feel like that would be a very hospitable thing to do. Being chilly and wet sucks.
Yeah.
Because I do it. I do the cold plunge at my gym, and then I just drive home. I've been doing natural reheat, no sauna. You just get out and just fucking head back. And I drive... That's why I always bring a pair
good.
Feels really good.
I'm always cold for like the rest of the day.
You're cold for a while.
Yeah.
If you do it all the time, your body, like I would get so cold that I'd be actually scared. I would drive and be like, dude, for real, I'm like, I'm getting lightheaded. This is fucked up. Your body adapts quick. Yeah. Now I can just kind of drive home. No big deal. But it's like, that's why I was like, I don't want to sign someone up because I did a lot of wet, cold drives home. So I'm like, I can't put that on somebody. Not a fucking civilian in terms of this cold water game.
No. Can't do that. I'm back to civilian status.
You'll get it right back.
I know. I got to get in there.
Get it right back.
I couldn't even get in my pool yesterday. It's too chilly.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, I've lost my.
Nah, that'll put some lead in your pencil.
I need it.
That'll put some lead in your. Getting that cold water, bro, that'll put some lead. That'll put some number two graphite right back in the pencil.
I'm back to drinking, though. I'm excited about that.
That's nice.
Yeah. As soon as I got back to Austin.
Directly
back to a terrible schedule. No changes. I was so excited. I was like, this is great. So great.
Yeah, you feel great.
As soon as I get back. Yeah, well, I'll go out tonight. Fuck it. Austin's fun. It's nice out.
It is fun. There's something about the sun in the summer here. It's very hard to not drink.
Still got to get a boat trip.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Never been. I've been on one. It was like shitty and cold. Christmas lights. It was a Christmas light.
You're going to love it.
I bet. It'd be nice. Yeah, you put me on the water, bro. Change.
Yeah, it's very fun.
My gills come out.
Yeah, people lose their minds at sea.
Yeah.
These guys, you guys went nuts last time we were at sea. Swimming, all of a sudden you thought you could swim. You got drunk and confident.
I threw on the...
It's like, he's going to die.
Yeah.
I kept for real, keep an eye on him because he cannot swim.
The safety vest, though.
You had a life vest?
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I wanted to be back on board.
Your ass floats. So
his ass does float.
Yeah, but trapped his head underwater.
Goes straight. Yeah.
I was top and bottom buoyant. It was flawless.
You were what?
Top and bottom buoyant. I think I used that word, right?
I think so, yeah. Something sounds fine.
I said top and bottom and boy. And I was going to call you gay again. You seem less zesty. Is that why he's become the king? Or is he still...
He had to go to the zesty underworld. Now he became straight king.
Yeah, I'm straight king now.
It doesn't bother us anymore. He's just super zesty. We just let him be.
That's how you know Lemaire's mad at me.
Lemaire is mad.
Well, I get it. You guys have reservations about it. I think it's totally innocent, the project. I try to give them the Black Swim Club as an idea. I think you guys could be defying stereotypes. It's you two in the pool. You bring another black comic over. You just chop it up, talk about whatever, and then all three.
Honestly, that'd be a really
swim on camera,
fucking funny ass podcast.
I know, man, and they won't do it.
None of you can swim.
$1 million idea.
Just try to talk while you're doggy paddling with your ass in the air.
I think what
can't so be it. Can't lose. We can't lose anybody though.
We have white lifeguards.
Yeah, we will have the whites.
No, I don't trust y'all to not watch us drown.
We're going to let you drown a little.
See?
No, we take water very seriously.
That's true.
I was genuinely concerned for you.
I had it. We had the big, like, floating. It wasn't a floating bed, but that floating thing. We were safe.
Yeah.
True. Tommy was teaching us how to swim.
Yeah, Tommy was blacked out.
I know. That was my favorite part.
He was blacked out. Like, oh, yeah, you got to fucking swim.
He was trying to get me to take the life vest off.
Swim out in the middle of the river. I was like, dude, he can't swim. He needs to be able to hold on to the boat.
He's trying to get us to take the life vest off. He's
like, he gets in like a little kid, though. It's so funny to get him in, to try to get him in the water. He's like, oh, oh. He like holds on to the boat. He's like, give me out.
It was scary until the bruise hit. Did it?
Yeah. No, it's scary. You never know what's in there. How deep do you think that is out there?
It's pretty fucking deep.
I think
it's gotta be more than 10.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
Oh, you do have a good depth finder in your brain. Yeah.
What was telling you it was about 10 feet? What was
Nothing really. That's just my guess.
Yeah, fisherman, just fisherman's intuition.
Yeah, I couldn't feel the bottom, so I just guessed 10 feet. We were kind of close to the shore, so
okay, that makes sense.
I get scared when I can't touch the bottom.
Dude, I think
not touching the bottom is spooky.
Barton, there's parts in the Barton. I swear to God, it must be like 20 feet down. There it goes. That place goes
close to there. Yeah,
yeah, super far. So who knows, dude, out in the middle of Lake Austin.
Not touching the bottom is scary. Touching the bottom is scary, too.
Yeah, true.
Step in the fucking, like, mud and whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I got caught in that, like, seagrass stuff. Yeah, did you ever play that Ninja Turtles game for Nintendo, the second level, where you're in the water and there's the fucking electric seagrass? That's all I could think of. I touched it. I was like, ah.
Yeah, it is spooky.
I felt it. I was like, ah, shit.
It moves. You go, there's something in there. It's a giant snake. Yeah.
grass.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. When the grass hit me, all I could think about was water snakes. I was like, bro, if I get the water moccasin, they'll get you. You hit a nest, man, they'll fucking kill you.
Barton Springs is 18 feet. The lake is 75 feet.
Okay.
Lake Austin?
I was close.
Damn. Yeah.
Dang, that's deep as hell.
Damn. I haven't been gone for a while, and we still have no steam. I mean, you'd think we'd have a lot of stories.
We got steam. Steam's out. We were just steaming.
Yeah, steaming right along.
We were steaming.
As if we never left.
No, we were steaming for like fucking 30 minutes. And I mean, again, apologies for the vibe. That really fucked us up.
Yeah,
that
kind of scared me.
Yeah, man. For real. I was feeling the same thing.
I don't like to see them act like that. I hate when they act up and turn on each other.
I know.
It is like walking dogs. Occasionally, they just start fucking biting each other. And you're like, guys, what the fuck are you doing that for? They get mad at somebody else. They're like, that comic's a piece of shit. And they, you know what? You're a fucking piece of shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Nasty little fuckers.
Did you see the guy who was stuffing balloons in his shirt being a slut?
Chrissy Noem's husband?
Yeah.
I can't tell. I kind of want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Was he being funny? Or does he like having massive jokes?
No, I think there were so many pictures.
How many pictures? I've only seen two.
Both
of them look like he's being funny.
I don't know. I thought he was being super funny.
I haven't looked into it.
Wasn't he posting them on like a dude site? My girl told me he was posting them on a site
Yeah,
this guy's the real deal. He's not just goofing.
That's high
level. He's not taking a funny boob picture.
Well, the question you're raising, was it goof or goon? I think it was goon.
All signs are pointing to goon.
Also, I will say, though, the way he positioned the balloon knots for nipples, you got to give him credit for that. That's a master at work.
They're calling it bimbofication.
Bimbofication is. Lately the internet's been like a wash in crazy like fetish stuff. I recently came across lifters, just muscle guys that get like real horny to lift up women. Just fucking lift them up and get real
horny. Oh, this guy was not goofing.
Yeah, I don't think he was goofing at all. So that's a nice benefit of the doubt, though.
A heart attack.
You gotta, if somebody's taking jugs pictures, you go,
nah,
that's gotta be goofy.
Because it's the pink spandex biker shorts.
That's exactly what did it.
Yeah.
I saw the full photo where he's wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
Those look like those bouncy fake tits and not just like balloons.
They are. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He to get balloons to look like that was like, damn, that's kind of, you know how many times I try to make balloons look like big fat tits? I'm goofing. I promise, I was going to say,
when I was a kid, if I got my hands on balloons.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you were, you weren't on the fucking.
But think of that making you horny.
I mean, that's maximum. I mean,
what is that that makes you horny? Put massive jugs and yoga pants on and taking a very serious, almost mugshot-esque photo.
I mean, to be fair, though, here's the thing. And, let's play devil's advocate here. Imagine if you you're like, I don't feel like all the porn videos are kind of tapped. I've seen most of them already. You put the balloons in, you put your wife's yoga pants on, and then you did duck face to yourself in the mirror, and all of a sudden you're like, damn, is there a babe here? Now you're with a babe. You've never been closer to a babe. So, look, not my cup of tea personally, but it's one of those things you can't knock until you try it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm only seeing that one photo, though. Are we sure he's not goofing?
I don't think he's goofing.
He's got the nipples offset. That's goofing.
He's probably fucking fapping himself silly. You know how hard it is to keep those things straight?
True. The nipples are definitely getting knocked around from the fap.
That is, you got it. Like you were saying, that's such a tough Jones to be like, fuck, this is so hot. I can't stop doing this.
It's time to take pictures.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. It's like, why are they, I would imagine, is the left reveling in this?
Yeah.
Why don't they just accept him as... being like, yeah, that's his kink. He was fucking.
I guess because they assume he's
homophobic.
So, whenever that happened, you go.
What if that's also his kink?
I agree.
He'd be like, you'll never. No son of mine will do the.
Yeah, I'll do it. I hear your son's the opposite of whatever you are. I want my son to be straight as hell. I'm gonna be fucking. I'm gonna be the gayest fucking guy you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Busted, bro. And it wasn't I saw somewhere in the article there was some sort of like intelligence involved. Some intelligence received that photo. So I didn't know if that was like a hack job or, that was with like an escort or something. It's crazy.
I mean, I'm sure intelligence is monitoring her shit. and yeah. like his, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, if you're in high level politics, I'm sorry, you just can't get escorts. You just gotta solo bimbify and just lay low.
That is true. He could have been doing what was best for his family in their political career. Like, instead of getting a hooker, it'll be like, I'll be my own hooker. I'm not going to try to sully this family's good name.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture.
But then he probably got so horny, he sent the picture to a hooker. It was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I tried my best. Look, I get it, man. You come off the show. You're hot. He's probably at the political rally. He was hot. He goes to a quiet hotel room. We've all been there.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck am I going to do
make
now?
This night better?
Bimbification.
There's fucking nothing on TV. I'm not watching a movie with commercials. I'm going to put balloons in my shirt. And fucking whack one off.
He's just waiting outside the Party City. It's 9:45. He's like, this thing will be open. They're blowing him up. He's like, a little bigger.
Yeah. How about a little bit bigger?
How were these, sir? He's like, yeah, they're all right. Let me see those balloon knots. Yeah, they're nice.
They'll now I need a triple XL t-shirt.
I don't know. I'm not mad at the guy personally. He got caught up. He got caught up. He was gooning. Let him live, man. Let him live. I mean, it's, you know, what is his exact position anyway?
Doggy.
He's a husband of a politician.
Yeah, he's just a house husband, I guess.
Let him fucking house husband. Let him cook. He's a horny house husband.
He's
what the fucking, hell?
Yeah, he's not. He's bored all day. He's waiting for her to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying stuff out. He's taking pills.
Yeah. It would
be only vacuum so much. Yeah. Now it's time to jack off.
I wonder, though, if that's like a weird side effect of like TRT.
I've been a horny house husband.
Yeah, I've been as
shit
well.
Rocked.
Yeah, what the
played
hell?
FIFA and jacked off for like 3 years. Yeah, it was fucking crazy. I'd go to the Lizard Lounge once a week. Like, I'm going to be something in comedy. Just watch. Just playing FIFA.
Completely spent. Three a days. When you're doing the 3 a days, man, you feel it just completely zaps.
3 a days is crazy.
3 a days is
that's
wild.
You go to bed shameful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 a days will definitely.
Mies, how many the Gooner Cave catch, dude? I know you were hitting 2 a days.
No.
It was
no.
spring ball in here.
I've been chilling.
Really?
I've been trying not to beat off as much.
Yeah.
I'm at once every couple of days now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Yeah. You don't believe me?
Sean,
don't
no
believe.
One believes you.
Why not? Tell the truth. There's no, the curtains don't come down.
No one's been here.
It's even better.
That's why nature's out here. They're gathering around. It's like an opposite of a zoo. Animals are watching you, dude. That's how fucking dirty that room is.
There was a lizard did sneak in there. I had to get it out.
Once. Oh, lizard got in your trash room?
When it was cold.
You were just at nighttime, you started jerking the lizard. What the hell is that? What the fuck is that? Why don't I feel anything? Dude, on the way over here, I totally forgot about this. I was passing like a McDonald's. I was up north. And I saw a lady, you know, classic outdoor lady whacked out on drugs, pants fully down. She was bent over, just like fingers in her butt. I think it was an itch, but it was like she was digging so hard that I saw her head tilt back. Then I was just like, yo, I'm fucking. I kept trying. I got to turn my head forward to the road. This is. And a guy walked like it was just like walking by her on the street. Didn't even, he just like tunnel vision.
Yeah, you can't
walk past. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, what else can you do? I mean, turn around and go the other way.
Turn around, go the other way.
Go
or
home, you go. I'm not supposed to be outside today.
Yeah. I knocked that off. But then it's like you
knock that off. You're gonna risk that butt hand.
That butt hand can come back.
You risk in a butt hand slap. Worst case scenario, a little mandible claw. Oh yeah, what did you say to me?
It was a meaty gal too.
Is it? Oh,
it was a big
pond.
Meaty butt. I saw it from like 3 stoplights back. I said, "Is that a fucking giant naked butt?" And I pulled up, and I was like, "Oh, she's digging in. She's digging in." It was wild, dude. Like full hand action, bare butt. What I saw, it was full pull the cheeks apart, red eye, and then the hand just like went in and went to work. And I was like, yo, what the
you
fuck?
You said it was in front of Mickey D's?
Right in front of Mickey D's. She was having it her way.
She's loving it.
I was on the phone with Spud and we were just chatting. I was like, dude, time out. I just watched a lady just absolutely like
impale
claw her ass. It was full. It was full fingers, all fingers, butt scratch. The cheek spread was crazy.
Must be liberating.
I mean, bro, imagine.
God.
Imagine that. We've all been walking down the street being like,
I'd give anything to itch my butthole right now.
Pants down.
And you go, fuck it. I got nothing else.
five fingernails at once. Must have been bliss.
Yeah.
Actually, I was pause for a second. I want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, hold on a second.
I'm gonna go treat myself.
Tommy's fiance came over to help me clean all my stuff out of my closet because I'll never do that. It's very nice of her.
Yeah.
And there's so many jerseys from all the shows. They always give you a jersey with your name on it, which I'll never wear. So think about giving them to all the bums. Could have like 50 bums wearing like authentic Buffalo Sabres jerseys with Gillis on the back of it.
That's really nice.
Right? Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because they're nice jerseys.
Yeah.
Just big, baggy fucking hockey jerseys on homeless guys.
Yeah, and it's perfect time. 107 degrees. They love layering up. They would literally love nothing more than a very heavy hockey jersey for 107 degrees.
I think that's the move.
I think it is, too.
See some guy in a T-Wolves Gillis jersey jacking off. You go, fucking right, man. Digging his ass.
I had a homeless guy break into my car recently.
What are you doing there?
That's the question, bro. Nothing's gone. I was for real worried he'd beat off in my car.
Probably.
That's over. That's probably why I'm thinking about ripping out the interior. That's why I want the waterproof interior in my car.
A bum broke into your car?
It was just like the door that goes around. He pops the handles. So I guess I forgot to lock my car and he just fucking, I came in.
How did you know he was in there?
Because all the shit was spilled out of my glove box. And the center console was popped out. I was like, God damn. I'm like, well, I'm a fucking animal. What the hell is that? And I was like, has a bum. A
bum.
Goddamn bum was in my car. And I could smell him too. Swear to God. But the funny thing was I ran in the morning. So I kind of stunk. And I had a moment where I was like, that might just be me.
You might smell like a bum.
But then I was like, no, that's bum. But then I was smelling me too. And I was getting both smells.
The bum is strong. It reminds me of you know how when it rains, worms come out on the sidewalk? I always thought worms smelled like that. And then I was just like, oh, it's the rain. It's just, that's what rain smells like. I'm an idiot. But that is the same thing, though, when you walk down 6th Street in the summer.
Yeah.
I bet that's just what the street smells like. But then you're like, I think that's what bums smell.
No, it's Primal Man. This was Primal Man. There actually, I think, is a smell called like the homeless smell bum. It's like a problem when you're trying to like reintroduce a homeless guy into society. There's a thing called the homeless smell that you have to like somehow get rid of because you start to fucking reek. Being out in the sun all day, every day. Dude, you would smell so bad. But I smelled it. It was in my car. He stunk my car up. He was in there for maybe 5 minutes.
Stunk my car up.
Yeah, but if he beats, it's over. If a homeless guy...
He cracked one in the CRV?
Yeah, because I was like, I'd have to call and get it detailed, but then I'd have to tell the... I'm not going to do that to a detail guy. We're like, just clean it up, man.
Could be some bum semen in there.
It's a high as a pos load.
That is a very pos load.
You got a pos load in the whip, and then it gets dry, and it turns to dust.
Turns into something else. You could inhale that.
That's what I'm saying, like asbestos.
The sun mixed with it.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I'm worried about it. I cautiously looked around for any kind of glisten, but no, I think he just, like, chilled in my car. I don't know. I'm, like, trying to think, like, what did he take? My phone charger's still there? You think that's prime bum? I had a skateboard. You think he would take my skateboard? He literally took nothing out of my car.
Skateboard would be sick.
Yeah.
You'd be a cool ass bum.
I have one of those things where you can emergency break the glass. Dude, I don't know. I got bugged out on the thought of like my car submerging.
I got one of those.
Do you have one?
I had one.
Yeah,
I was very excited about it.
I ordered it off Amazon.
Yeah.
Do you know the protocol for if you get submerged in water, how to get out?
Lower the windows a little to let some water in or some shit.
Dead.
No chance. I'm dead, dude.
You're dead.
No chance.
Lower the windows. That's crazy.
Crack the windows a little.
No. It's SWAC protocol, bro. Seatbelts immediately off.
Well, of course you take your seatbelt off.
Rear window. Because you know why the motor brings the car down. So your nose is going to start sinking first. And they're designed so that the back windows are going to float. And you think you can kick it out. Guess again, you have to have your tool. You got to punch it. And then you start getting the kids out. And then you get out. And then that's it. Then you have to like swim with your kids after getting a car accident in the water. I think you die, honestly.
Yeah, you die.
Because there was a thing going. I get Cura emails all the time. And I just read them.
What's Cura?
Cura is like I think it was like pre-Facebook. It's just boomers get spammed with like shit that kind of makes them kind of like clickbait. But Cura, you can ask questions. So like ask Jeeves, but you have people be like, was Jesus?
Oh, I know Cura. Yeah,
was Jesus really Jewish? Yes. And like boomers just fight each other for like 9 million comments. Like that was the one. The guy was like, if you fall into water, this is what you do. And apparently I looked it up and it was like, no, that's actually the worst possible thing you can do. So it's just, there's a thing that goes around that just get people to click it. So I looked up the real protocol. I got so bugged out on it that I ordered like three of those glass smashers.
That's nice.
Yeah, because they were like, you got to find a window, kick it out. And I looked it up. Or they said, no, they said, take the headrest off your seats and then hit the rear window because that'll still be floating.
Who's telling me to crack the windows a little? Has anyone else heard this rumor?
A little bit, though? Yeah, why would you? Then the water is just going to start rushing.
Yeah,
I think it's easier to break if it's
easier to
not
break the glass.
That's what I assumed is like if it's not sealed, you could kind of crack it a little bit easier.
But you have 30 seconds, bro. Your car has like they say like a minute.
It's easier
seconds.
To open the door or something. Who knows?
You're going to get rushed. We're going to flood. You're going to sink. Your whole family's going to
hold my breath, dude. I don't have a family. Also, you go, hey,
yeah,
fresh start.
We're all together, guys.
One of the producers, look up that crack the window thing, dude. I got to find out.
Look up SWOC protocol because I could get wrong.
No, I believe the your protocol sounds exactly right.
SWOC protocol.
I'm just wondering why I have this urban myth.
I don't know. I was like really bugging out on this. Let's look up how exactly you. The thing that was kind of cool is that
the dopers racing to the internet.
True. SWOC protocol. SWOC. Can you look up cracking the window? Because I do want
to
make sure.
Who's lying to me?
There's a lot of bad information going around.
AI says if your car is sinking, you immediately try to open or roll down the windows before water fills the car. If the windows won't open, use a dedicated window breaker tool. So it's to get the windows open.
Okay, so maybe that is first line of defense. Roll them down. But doesn't water rush into your car then?
Yeah, but then you can open your door easily.
But you can't open your door because the water pressure is so heavy.
There won't be water pressure if your window's down.
You crack the window.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know.
I'm just not going to do it.
Just don't die. Just go down.
I'm just not going to die. I'll just
hold your breath. Yeah. But yeah, so, well, we'll see. We should test it. I think Mythbusters did an episode on this, by the way. So if you're interested.
Check that out.
Check out MB. Check out MB.
Damn, Patreon's going to rip.
Patreon's going to fucking slash.
Patreon's going to go nuts.
It's going to slash. We're going to conquer the wasp nest.
We should do that in between.
Yeah, let's go conquer that and come back.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.